Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
A false report of someone with a gun was responsible for a lockdown at Ralston High School yesterday afternoon. The lockdown lasted about 40 minutes. Police searched the building. Classes were allowed to resume later. Thankfully, no one was injured. But obviously, they're going to be investigating on who made the call. And the Walt Disney Company is buying most of 21st Century Fox. It's a $52 billion stock deal. Disney says on top of owning Fox's movie studio and regional sports networks, it's also buying cable channels FX and National Geographic. Oh. Fox News Channel, the Fox Business Network, all of that. Some of the national sports networks will be spun into a news company. And I don't know if that'll be separate from Disney. But legal experts say that this Disney-Fox deal is going to get a lot of scrutiny from the Justice Department. Because it's like basically monopoly,
yeah,
right?
It is. Well, the term they dropped that has employees spooked, they said that the acquisition will result in at least $2 billion in cost savings from efficiencies.
Yeah. As they say, what?
So that means, you know.
You better look like you're working.
Where's my
office
sticker?
Space.
Yeah.
What exactly do you do here?
You bet.
Yeah. Net neutrality comes to an end today. Most likely the FCC is expected to end the regulations that force internet service providers to treat all traffic equally. Ending the rules means providers have the opportunity to speed up, slow down, or block traffic, aka throttling, from certain websites and apps. And Omarosa is, you've been fired. On Wednesday, the White House announced that Omarosa Manigault had resigned from her communications position to pursue other opportunities, though the common belief is that the chief of staff, John Kelly, actually asked
fired
for her resignation.
You're fired.
You can't fire someone without from The Apprentice without
fired.
Him doing that, right?
She didn't even allow to tell me
he
fired.
Called her into the Oval Office with the music playing.
You're
she
fired.
Sat down. Don and Ivanka were next to her.
Apparently, she tried to appeal to Ivanka. She went to Ivanka and was like, save my job. And Ivanka's like, I'm out. Rumors are swirling about whether or not, you know, she tried to get back into the personal quarters. Like, you know,
I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of stuff out there on this one, right?
So if you ever watched The Apprentice, it was the Donald. And then he would have Don Jr. next to him and Ivanka. But who was that smart old man? Remember
old
he
guy?
Had that old man that apprentice?
That was his assistant.
Why isn't that guy in the White House? Why didn't
that
he get
is a
staff?
Very good idea. A good question.
There was
I don't know why.
Kind of legit old businessman that would just call it like he saw it.
He just sat there and he, you know, and then his son stepped in. Did he die?
I don't know. He was like the human resources guy. Like he almost seemed like he was the guy who's like,
I don't know.
Trump would be like, we'll do that.
I don't feel like you're even fighting for your job. It sounds like you want me to fire you. I don't know. I don't know what to do here. What would you do, Gary?
And that guy would be like, I'd fire him.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing it too.
Gary
Busey?
She's down.
You're fired. You're fired.
Yeah, that just doesn't
You're fired.
Yeah.
You got to get the finger in there, though.
Yeah, you can't say it. You got to let him say
we
it.
We all enjoyed the show. You loved it.
You're damn right I loved it.
We were obsessed with a show where a rich guy fires people.
You're fired.
And it wasn't always celebrities. When it first started, it was regular people.
I wish
regular
it could
folks.
Continue
regular
that way.
You're
tired. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Nebraska versus Penn State. This is good news. The Nebraska Lady Husker team is on the road in Kansas City. This is their third chance at a Final Four victory.
Volleyball.
This is their street. Yeah, volleyball. Pardon me. So 6 o'clock tonight. It's going to be airing on ESPN, but maybe people went down there. Sprint Center in Kansas City.
That's a big game. It's a rematch from earlier this year. One of the Husker ladies took them down, Penn State, in volleyball. So
let's all go watch at the bat. 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN?
TD Ameritrade is joining the CenturyLink and, you know, like Memorial Stadium with implementing that new rule about the clear bag policy. So permitted items will include clear plastic, PVC, or vinyl bags. So this is mostly for you ladies out there. No more mom bags hauling into the stadium. Small clutch size bags are still going to be allowed, but they are going to be inspected.
As well as Ziplocs. You can bring a Ziploc.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if I bring my clear bag and my private stuff that I want to be private is in a clutch inside the clear bag?
They're going to look through it.
Okay.
I mean, they're not going to like put it out there for everyone to see, but they're going
to look through
it. I mean, what we're saying is, could he go down there with like a pink vibrator?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably,
a lot of times I
just
go
to be silly.
A lot of times I go to concerts and that is a go-to. I need to have my pink vibrator.
I mean, why not? It's to each his own.
Sure.
Absolutely. I do not judge you with your giant foot longer.
She's bringing in a hot dog?
Yeah.
Just foot go long to hot concessions dog. For that. Are you nuts?
Well, sometimes you got to sneak in your own. So,
camping my own dog. Speaking of dogs. Dogs are much better at reading our moods than we are at understanding theirs. Dogs are so stinking smart.
Yeah, they are.
They say that dogs are better at figuring out what you're thinking and what you're up to than we are when we're like, buddy, what's that look for? Like,
really?
They can read us better than we can read them.
I can tell that with Wrigley, my dog. I can tell that all the time, even with Simon, the other dog, little pool thing. You can always tell if something's wrong. But he's always been good at that.
We use language, you know, we speak English or Spanish.
Dogs view their owners as they would an alpha animal in the wild pack, so they pay closer attention to your body language.
It's nonverbal. They have
right.
to.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so they're like, what's going on?
They didn't hear us when we go, I think I have a cold. His head doesn't turn.
What? He comes over with a box of Kleenex.
But when you sneeze, he's completely...
like, what the hell is
whoa,
that?
Whoa, what's going on? They come over and they, you know.
And they have to pay attention to us because they're staring at you like, are you going to feed me?
Like, Wylene was blowing her nose last night. She's got a little cold going on. And Wrigley was just like amazed by it, just staring at her like, is something wrong? Wrigley follows me everywhere. It doesn't even matter. She wouldn't go outside unless I... You know, it's
Wrigley's
weird,
probably you know? Looking at Wylene thinking like, good, be sick because you've taken over my beta position in this pack. There's the alpha, dad, big party. And then now you have positioned yourself, Wylene Sneezebot.
No, I think it's more of him
like
saying,
no,
this
know.
Guy's heart's going to explode any minute now.
Ow.
And Wylene will be the one who will feed me.
Yeah.
She's the number two. They're just watching us because they're like, are you going to feed me? Are you going to let me out?
That's probably it. You know, so.
Well, they've concluded that the emotional intelligence of dogs is severely underestimated.
Okay.
That apparently they are way more empathic than we have given them credit previously. So there.
Can you do the dog study without the cat, though? Do cats know when you're sick?
Cats don't care. Know. They don't care.
Now, whether or not they know. My cat, my cat can always tell like when there's something going on.
Your
like
cat
he
does
sticks
the same,
to me.
He does the same thing. He sticks to you all the time, does he not?
Do you think that your cat knows you're sick?
No, but I think he, I don't think he knows I'm sick before I do, but I think he, again, pack animal type of ideas where it's like something's up with the alpha. Like I'm obviously his alpha. And when I'm Logie or whatever, I mean, cause like when I nap, he'll nap.
What do you say when you want to feed him?
Are you hungies? Why are you making me say it? He just turned. He's sitting on top of my chair and he just looked like you said it.
Are
now
you?
Now you got to do it.
Hungies?
Are you hungies?
That grosses me.
He just turned again. He just turned
are
again.
Are you hungies?
Are you hungies?
I wanted to find a different word than the other one because you would ask the kids all the time, are you hungry? And I didn't want him... So I did a different word
it's
for him.
God, are you hungies? God, that's weird.
Just go thank your husband again for saving you from the clutches of being a cat lady.
Oh,
padding
boy.
Around your house.
Are you hungies?
Stepping on cold,
paradise.
Cold cat poop.
Paradise.
938-9400. Don't forget about the diaper drive. All right? We do want to hear from you if you have something to say, actually. If you're going to partake in this, the drop-off starts tomorrow. And we're going to be there. The Linden House, Linden Market, Hy-Vee on 132nd and Dodge. It's going to be fun. I can't wait.
Yeah. Hey, just
it's going to be fun.
Drive through the parking lot. You'll be able to see it from Dodge, so look for it. Like this weekend, look on the north side of Dodge there at 132nd. You see the trucks?
Yeah, you see the trucks.
You see an endless line of cars. It's slick. It's not a pain.
Neat. So, yeah, if you're hungies for lunch.
Who's not hungies to head to Hy-Vee for second time? On a Saturday, and grab one package of diapers and just throw them in the back of the truck. Mm-hmm. Bring your kids out there. It's neat to see how empathetic kids are.
Yeah.
I would think that they would be bored, but they pull up.
And they're amazed by a truck full of diapers.
They like the truck. That's the thing. They like the truck.
Amazing. So, yeah, we want to see you guys all out there and meet you guys, all of you guys. So please come out and take part of the diaper drive.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Streaming live. Worldwide, 24 hours a day.
Check it out.
Channel 94.1.com.
Think how exciting preschoolers are around Christmas. Remember your like favorite preschool teacher? Miss Carly reached out to us from the Goddard School, which is a preschool out at 180th and Q. It's near Hy-Vee, by the way.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And they're doing diaper drive, and we've got Miss Carly on the phone. Miss Carly, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Is it okay to call you Miss Carly, like one of your students?
Yeah.
Miss Carly? Okay. So the diaper drive, is this your guys' first year taking part in this?
Yep. This is our first year that we collected diapers.
Okay, awesome. So how did you deliver the assignment, the mission with your kids there?
Yeah, so me and Miss Abby, who works here as well, we sent out an email to all of the families here asking if they would participate in the diaper drive. And we also posted signs in all the classrooms, too.
Oh, very nice. All right, simple and easy. Okay, well, how was the response? Pretty good?
Yeah, it was. We collected 3,281 diapers.
There you go.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Deliver them to us at Hy-Vee this weekend at 132nd and Dodge. How big is the Goddard School, the preschool? How big is that? Is your school?
I would say I think we have about 120, maybe 130 children enrolled here.
Okay.
Oh, good size.
We have kids 6 weeks to 6 years who can be enrolled at this school.
Okay. Oh, now did you...
6 weeks?
Little peanuts.
Yeah.
Six weeks old?
Yeah, because parents got to go back to work.
Six? That's my mind is exploding right now.
No, that's the thing. Yeah, you get released at 6 weeks to go back to work. So a lot of families, they got to do something.
I guess I never even thought about that.
So we've got one of your students. We've got, I believe, I hear little Audrey there.
Yeah, Audrey's here. Audrey's
listening, right?
No.
Hi.
No.
Oh, she's getting shy. Hi, Audrey. Audrey, hello.
She's laughing. She's being shy.
Audrey's a 4-year-old preschool student there at the Goddard School.
Yes, she is. Her mom works here with me, too.
This is cute, though. So we have 6-year-olds there. We have 6-week-olds in theory. We have kids that will be providing diapers for kids younger, older than them.
Yeah. How funny is that?
That's pretty sweet, though. That's the message that we like. We always say when we see little kids showing up, it's kids providing diapers and helping out kids they've never met.
Now, Dare, when you spoke with the kids about this diaper drive, you know, the need for diapers, how was the response to them?
You know, I think the kids really enjoyed helping out other families in need. We kind of told them, you know, there's some families that can't afford diapers for babies, and so it really helps them out if we can provide them for them. So they all seem pretty excited to be helpful this year.
Okay, that's pretty awesome. Well, geez, we're so happy for you guys and glad that you guys are taking part in this.
Thank you so much for helping. This is so sweet.
Yeah, we love doing it. I think we're going to do it again next year, too. So.
Perfect.
Okay, and when are we going to see you? What day do you think you guys can come out to the diaper drive?
I think I'm going to be there at 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, perfect. We'll be there.
We'll see you in the morning.
Yes. Yeah. Good. I thought I saw that's what time it starts. So I'm going to come in before work. I'm going to try to. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we're there all
we'll
weekend.
Be there.
So, yeah, we'll be there at 6 for sure. Okay. Hey, thank you so much. And tell all the kids thank you and the families, the parents for us. And also, Audrey, thanks for. Thanks as well. If you're
little
listening
Audrey
too.
As well.
Okay.
Merry Christmas. We'll tell Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. That you're on the good list.
Okay.
According to us.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Miss Carly from the Goddard School.
That's
and we
want to
thank her principal. I believe it's the principal, Abby, who reached out to us. But now we know there's a lot of schools out there that are doing this. There's tons of preschools and grade schools and elementary schools. And we would like to see also high schools, cheerleading teams, soccer teams, all of your little sports programs. We know there's so many proud parents out there. Make a donation to the diaper drive in honor of your team.
Yeah.
And we'll give them a shout out this weekend. So if you're super excited about your hockey team, go online and download that diaper drive form. That's just it. A piece of paper, and you can write the name of your team. And it doesn't matter how many diapers you give.
Yeah,
and we'll say, hey, let's give it up for the Omaha Gladiators.
Yeah.
Whatever piece of information, you know, that they got, we'll give them a plug.
You want trash talk? Be nice a little bit.
Corporate America, we love you. law firms will show up, give us diapers, and say, get on the radio and call out all the other firms.
Yeah, so you can do that as well. All right, and by the way, we get this question all the time. If you have loose diapers, your baby's grown up a little bit, maybe they don't need diapers, already potty trained, you just haven't been laying around or whatever the case is, and you want to donate, you can just throw them in a bag, make sure you count them, and give us kind of the size, but count them, just stack a little, put a little note on the bag, and then you can drop those off as well, so they don't go to waste. You know what I mean?
Candace from the Lydia House said earlier, usually this time of year, they'd be running out of diapers by now. So they'd be searching for 4, 5, and 6. So obviously that's the sweet spot. We need all sizes, but 4, 5, and 6 is still ideal.
Pull ups too.
They would usually be running out of diapers this time. And we've gotten so efficient with this that they don't run out and they're able to provide for 4 diaper depots in the metro that now provide diapers for over 100,000 families locally.
Locally.
And she says they no longer have to ration diapers to these little kids, so they're potty training kids down at the Liddy House.
Yeah,
which is huge.
They never were able to do that in the past because they were still getting rationed, and it's like, we got to get the diaper thing under control before we can think about potty training.
15 years.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, wake up. The best way to wake up.
Channel 94.1.
To make sure you stay here, we have a big party going on for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, so if you were dying to go and you want those tickets, like, do your work. Win them.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that people who win, you know, sometimes people win stuff and they're like, those are $100 tickets.
Yeah. Each. 938-9400. We'll just do it now. Call number 9. Good luck to you. You got to be 21, though. Don't forget. All right, celebrity news. What's going on with Clooney?
George Clooney is a nice guy. Generous best friend to have. He gave 14 of his buddies $1 million apiece. This was back in 2013, and his bestie, Randy Gerber, is the one sharing the details.
I want to know who the other 13 are.
Right?
Yeah, 14 of them.
Randy Gerber is, what's her face's husband?
It's Cindy Crawford's husband. He's like a club and restaurant owner, bar owner. And then he and George Clooney got together, they're besties, and they did the tequila company, Casamigos, that they just sold for bagillions of dollars.
Here's what Randy Gerber says about kind of what went down with George Clooney.
I want you guys to know how much you've meant to me and how much you mean to me in my life. I came to L.A., I slept on your couch, so I want you all to open your suitcases. Every one of us, 14 of us, got $1 million. Every single one of us. We're in shock.
So what'd they pay to launch Casamigos? That sold for $1 billion.
I don't know.
There's a weird story behind it.
To found a company in 2013, mm-hmm. and in 2017, you sell it for $1 billion.
I don't know.
I mean, just probably what, timing? Because tequila, high-end tequila is so in.
Yeah, sippable tequila and mezcal.
I'm sure always was. You know, people always drank mezcal and good tequila. It's just we in America drank bad tequila.
Well, and I wonder.
A whole lot of it, yeah.
Have either of you ever had Casamigos tequila? That's the other thing I was thinking. I'm like, I don't even know if I've ever seen it served. Obviously, it must have a major following if it's selling a company for $1 billion. But he's a generous friend. And if you think, oh, well, yeah, he gives him $1 million. But then, you know, well, he also informed them that he paid the taxes for the year.
Yeah,
so it wasn't just like a jerky, like, here you go.
He started the tequila thing is this. They were building some vacation homes in Gerber, I guess, in Cabo. And during the time, they're drinking a lot of tequila. Nothing was really there, you know, striking there. So jokingly, Clooney goes, I guess he goes, hey, why don't we just make our own? And so they did. So they honestly just kind of created this whole thing kind of for themselves, I guess, as a joke, because they could. And then, yeah, sell it for $1 billion. Jeez.
Ha ha, wow. Laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Selma Hayek wrote a first-person editorial for the New York Times, and it was published yesterday, and she recalls how Harvey Weinstein constantly hounded her for sex as she struggled to bring her passion project that Frida to the screen. She wrote this whole passion piece. She said that, you know, she'd stayed silent. She thought she'd kind of dealt with it all, but then she realized that she needed to maybe share so people could understand that it's, you know, that how so pervasive this was.
She said for years, he was my monster. So saying all the creepy stuff, to top it off, she said he once threatened to kill her.
Yes.
Following one of her refusals. So
mm-hmm.
She would say no all the time. He'd be like, you know, I want to shower with you.
No.
Can I watch you shower?
No.
You know, repeated no's.
And so repeated no's is...
Well, so then it got to the point where he was going to shut down production. She's alleging that he was going to shut down production of her film, Frida, unless she agreed to do this full frontal same-sex scene. So apparently that's she said that she basically had her one and only nervous breakdown that day on the set getting ready to film it. Now, he is saying that he remembers it differently. He has issued like his own statement and is denying that it goes exactly how Selma Hayek described it. So I don't know, just another Harvey Weinstein accuser coming over. But SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, must be really trying to shake a tail feather because they're going to feature only female presenters in 2018 when they have their SAG Awards January 21st. Gets aired on TNT and TBS, and I guess you're only going to see the ladies. No dudes.
Oh, this is a year where all dudes have to go away.
How dare all of you?
There's a lot going on in this audio.
Yeah, it is. That's how I like it. How dare you, Mike?
Hot mix.
How dare you?
Open internet hot mix.
That's your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
I'm every woman. All right, so here's the deal. Randy Gerben, they said that they found him and Clooney found a distiller in Mexico. I knew there was a weird story behind it. And they went to these guys and said, hey, we want a type of tequila that doesn't burn going down, something that they could drink straight or on the rocks, and something that they can drink all day, all night, and not be hungover in the morning.
Yeah.
Because
remember
when they made it for them.
When we turned $1 million. 21, we used to do tequila shots, but it was always bad tequila.
Yes, it always was.
So
crappy.
We got introduced. I mean, if we got introduced to other boozes, we wouldn't drink beer if we were introduced to beer. Maybe
no.
We did drink crappy beer.
Well, if you're...
But like, I didn't start drinking crappy whiskey or scotch. It's always
just well.
Tequila
later.
When we got introduced to 21, it was the cheapest well tequila. And then it just crushes you with a hangover and you never want to drink it again.
Yeah. So that's kind of the story behind that. By the way, Star Wars, is it called The Last Jedi? Is that the name of it?
Yes, The Last Jedi hits theaters tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks. That's coming out tonight, actually, at 7 o'clock. It hits theaters. And I know everybody's kind of crazy excited for this. 7 o'clock tonight.
Yeah,
I bet there's not a ticket in the city right now.
Oh.
I don't know. I looked in that. Like, you can buy tickets. Like, the reserve seats... You can't, of course. They're already pre-bought. But like Oakview, I just looked. I feel like they're opening up the whole building just for that. So yeah. So who knows? I mean, search around. But it's tonight at 7 o'clock. By the way,
the old school distribution deal for Star Wars with theaters used to be they had to do that. If you want to get it, you got to put it in all of your.
And that's what they did for this one.
Yeah.
This was the most biggest money grab that they have ever done. That was the story about a couple weeks ago where they said that it's a death sentence sometimes for smaller theaters because of what they demand. And this is the most that they've asked for in returns. Usually they ask for about 60%, you know, back from whatever ticket sales are. And in order for you to get Star Wars at your movie theater, they're asking for like 70%. They all had to like sign these contracts that it would be shown in the biggest theater. And
your wait is over.
It's showing every 15 minutes.
Yes, it's all
once
over
it starts,
the place.
Like at Alamo, it's every 15 minutes. Every 15 minutes.
Tonight's the night.
Can you
tomorrow.
Believe that?
Yeah, I can. I mean, it's going to be insane. I'm sure you'll be able to find a seat somewhere. I mean, so yeah, there you go. The wait is over.
It's the
The Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.